himself.
Oh, all right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. I've got Dead Penetration here.
What is up?
And we're going to be talking the first debate. Now, what's really interesting about this debate, and Matt Taibbi pointed this out on Twitter, he said it's kind of weird that they've had a June debate when the candidates haven't actually been officially picked yet. Like, they usually don't do that until later.
Well, they have debates before then, even,
Yeah, but not necessarily in June. And Matt Taibbi, he knows
Well, everybody want to know is how are the faculties, how are they matching up now after a four-year term, and everyone's seeing, I think even MSNBC and them are like, we gotta start getting behind someone else besides Biden, or we're gonna go down with the ship.
Yeah. I get
there's
that.
There's only
too.
So much cover fire they can give before they're like, oh shit, we're gonna be racked in with this, the rest with them. Who knows how many crimes they've committed just covering shit up.
But the thing is, we don't even... Alright, so... Let's look at the debate. Whoops.
Biden presidency. Thursday night, America saw the end of Joe Biden presidency. If he stays in the race, he's toast. Trump was already leading in the swing state before the debate. The debate that Biden asked for early.
Okay, Biden asked for this debate.
Including the side-by-side video.
There you go. I'll take you behind the woodshed. Really let you have at me.
He could not speak coherently. He said, we ended Medicaid. He froze. He babbled. When he was asked about abortion,
look at that fucking thousand-yard stare.
Which was, you know, an issue that...
You're a liar.
He'd had a week to prepare and rest, and he still couldn't show up in any form that the American people can trust in the president. Frankly, we would be talking about invoking the 25th Amendment right now, except that that would put Kamala Harris in charge, and
yep.
No one wants that. If Democrats replace him,
someone
it's going
would rather
to
have a vegetable than Kamala in office. That tell you something.
Decided not to hold primaries, essentially, because they blasted anyone who tried to challenge Biden. They did no debates. They did nothing. They've kept him basically in the closet, in the basement, out of the public eye, insisting that, oh, he's fine. Even though people saw plenty of evidence that he was not fine, not remotely fine, but they kept gaslighting the American public. But you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And Thursday night was the disaster that was going to happen.
If it's not stuck in a dick, Kamala don't know what to do to get the power.
A man in this position. All Americans know what happens when you get old. Maybe not all 80-year-olds are this bad off. But this one clearly is. Again, before the debate, concerns about Biden's age were the number one thing leading to feeling worse than all other Democratic candidates. The debate was
Oh, there's one where he yells out, I wipe my own ass.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I don't know where the country goes right now. I don't feel safe with this man as our president.
And
world leader saw that, too. America's enemies, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, etc., we're already exploiting our country's weakness.
Yeah,
these are all talking points. He already
knows.
Everyone's
still in office. Biden just fell apart. His wife had to escort him off the stage again. And then there was this insane post-debate rally where he did such a great job.
In jail.
On in scout. I can't buy.
I mean, I get it, but yeah. Millions just watched the end of a presidency live on television. Joe Biden's performance during the debate was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Whatever CNN put him up on the split screen, he had a 1,000-yard stare. He didn't look old, he looked ancient.
Well,
he looked empty. But at least he wasn't speaking, because when it was his time to answer, Biden was incoherent. He said he beat Medicare.
Yes. And then Trump said, yes, you did beat Medicare. You beat it to death.
That's about abortion. randomly started talking about migrant crime. I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. Former President Donald Trump noted at one point. Oh, yeah, yeah,
classic.
I saw that.
Make sure that all those things we need to do, child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the with the COVID, excuse me, with dealing with...
You did do something with COVID, didn't you, you sick shit?
Look, if we finally beat
Medicare... He shit his pants again.
Thank you, President.
We finally beat Medicare.
He was right, he did beat Medicare. He beat it to death.
How can you not like that guy?
Yes. At one point, Biden just froze. The administration can't say it's a cheap fake because everyone saw it happen. The
Live.
Sound you heard last night was Democratic operatives everywhere screaming at their televisions.
We're a state where in 6 weeks, you don't even know whether you're pregnant or not, but you cannot see a doctor, have your... and have him decide on what your circumstances are, whether you need help. The idea that states are going to do this is a little like saying we're going to turn civil rights back to the states, let each state have a different rule. Look, there's so many young women who have been,
that's
including
how it works,
a young woman
dipshit.
Who just was murdered. And
tells you how
he
much he knows about anything.
The idea that she was murdered by an immigrant coming into... They talk
it's
about
all
that.
Over the news.
Here's the deal.
You can't lie
there's
about
it. There's a lot of young women to be raped by their in-laws,
there's other people they can be raped by.
Trump!
Ask my kids.
Fucking Trump!
And that's exactly what he...
Thank you.
They're like, stopped him before he said, ask my daughter. I showered
with
her way
too long. He almost did! He damn near said that! Biden can't survive this. It is political malpractice to let him continue to run for re-election. It's national malpractice to let him continue. Biden spent an entire week preparing for this debate, and this is the best he could do. That should terrify everyone.
You should know it's real, because CNN and MSNBC still tried to help him out as much as they could, but
yeah,
he said he didn't need any coaching or any of that shit. He's always... getting spoon-fed the narrative.
Biden spent an entire... Okay, hold on. Let's say that, shockingly, Democrats don't intervene to replace President Biden as their candidate. Say, implausibly, 81-year-old Biden wins. He won't be getting any sharper. During a second term, our president would continue to deteriorate, incapable of making proper decisions. That'd be disaster for the United States. On policy, Biden
the
had
end of the fucking U.S.
Yeah, had no answer to the inflation or the border disaster, two of the most important issues to voters. But sadly, that's almost beside the point. Biden was so mumbling, so doddering, so lacking in command of the facts that it overshadowed everything. About his age, Biden didn't defend his acuity, instead reminiscing about the old days, we think, in the 1800s. No wonder the White House keeps him hidden away from the press
back
and public
events. Back in the
old
days in the...
The Democratic elite are pulling a con job on the American people, and it was exposed last night.
Exactly.
Hypothetically.
Took a little long. I think it should have been exposed way earlier. But CNN, MSNBC, any other, ABC, all of them were covering shit up for him. I know my parents still watch, my mom will watch the nightly news. I was like, you know that's horse shit. I was like, why do you even watch it?
Right.
Well, I just see what their narrative on it is, and then I do listen to it to get a second perspective, to see what everyone else is, like, why are these other people believing this? And honestly, if you watched any of those major networks, you may not know anything else about all this going on, or very limited, if anything. But even after they're trying to put a spin on it, like, he's having a bad moment. He was this, he was that. Everyone can
he
look
had
at
a
that
cold.
Tell they don't want Trump. And I'm like, shoot, I looked at it and I said, please, you know, Biden kept saying, the only reason I ran was this. He's ran two times before.
How, in this day of information
being so readily available, can people not find that out? It's because they choose not to, and plus, right. Or it's always like, well, I heard it on the news. They did the work for me, so I don't have to. Well, they're also trying to tell you how to vote because they have more to gain than you do.
Okay. So, hypothetically, if you told an objective person to watch that, someone who knows nothing about either candidate, and you asked them who won after, they'd say Trump did, but it was not fair because the other guy has to be at least 20 years older. They'd be shocked when you tell them the other guy's only 4 years older. Imagine what other countries are saying about us. Very sad time in history. He won't be replaced until the convention. Ominous sign that Newsom is lurking. I'm not convinced he will be.
I don't think as much bad press and backlash as Newsom's got. No, I doubt
people are going to be buying what
he's... Well, you'd say that, then, of course, Biden, you know, all that stuff, but we were hearing it. No one else was. That, and like they've said on Crowder and several other news shows, if... I want to say like 5 to 10% more people had heard about the laptop thing, it would have been a blowout on at election. Even if with all the cheating and the dishonesty, it still would have been a blowout.
Okay, so I'm not convinced he will be. Delegates are all pledged to him. Joe has to willingly decide to step aside for on his own for anything to happen. At this point,
he didn't know where he is. How is he going to do that?
An open convention, last time that happened was 1952, and it didn't end well for Democrats. I think a lot of people would have misgivings about a new candidate being put in at the 11th hour when no one voted for that candidate in the primary elections. And technically, they'd be bypassing Kamala Harris, which also creates a new set of problems, especially if the party of DEI supplants her with a straight white male in Gavin Newsom. The Democratic Party did this to themselves. This is the bed they made. They ensured that Biden wasn't challenged in the primaries and essentially ran unopposed, despite the fact that they knew his age, his health, and favorability were all a problem. They were concerned that if Biden was forced to win a tough primary battle, it negatively impacted him in a general election. And history says they'd be right, as that's typically what happened in the past. Yeah. The time for him to step down and announce that he's not seeking re-election was 6 months ago, not now. Just in terms of his legacy and pride, I don't think he'll do it. This is a man who sought his office his entire adult life.
Yes. Never had an honest job. It's always been in the government sector.
Wow. Him stepping down now would essentially be him resigning in disgrace, and that's how the history books would show it. I think that pretty much says it all right there.
Yeah, he has no idea how anything works. Trump's actually worked in those sections. He's in a military school, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has world experience. So Biden's been stuck in one place the whole damn time. Shit in his pants.
Biden looks like a basket case. In shocking debate performance, he can't continue on.
Play again. That beautiful footage.
Why is it... I mean, just look at Trump's face in it.
He's like, oh, wait for it. Wait for it. He's looking at him like, are you fucking serious? What?
This is terrible.
But Trump's like, they're making me. Look at that fucking smirk, too, when he says it. Oh, my Lord. It was...
He's like, yeah, you beat Medicare,
These are the best... I love watching these as much as a UFC fight.
It's a good thing for Joe Biden that the debate wasn't held in Harlem's famed Apollo Theater. The audience would have given would him have the hook and hooted him off the stage. That's how bad he was. Our president is not fit to serve. Forget concerns about how old and infirm he would be after a second term. He's a basket case now.
One thing he could never have said in the past 20 years is he's been firm anyway.
Biden took the debate stage looking like he just escaped from a wax museum. It spent much of his speaking time chewing his words before trailing off. Several times he confused millions with billions and ended one incoherent sentence by saying, "Of course, we finally beat Medicare."
You know, that would be a $1 million shirt right now. Somebody put it out there. Finally, we finally beat
Medicare.
It doesn't have to be Biden. It can be any senile fart on stage.
The leader of the free world doesn't look well enough to have a driver's license or dress himself. So I'm starting to believe the shit that Alex Jones was talking about way back when was actually true. That people have been walking behind Biden because he's constantly shitting himself. And they're constantly having to wipe his ass.
You know, Kamala done beat that cock to death with her deep throat.
And he's playing with his poop. It's another thing that Alex Jones was saying. And they said old people tend to really, you know, demented old people play with their poop. I've got experience with this because I've worked in the Alzheimer's wards, and I've had to clean up instances of that where they did play in their poop.
One of my grandpa's had that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's going on with President Biden. I think Alex Jones is 100% correct on that. There's a lot where that Jones was saying in the very beginning that people were kind of brushing off, but now we're kind of seeing that just open up full
just him.
Front.
It was several people saying it.
Yeah, I know. But
a lot of people.
And of course, there was.
That still claim, Alex Jones is kind of a conspiracy theorist or this or that. Well, they wouldn't have gone after him so hard if he were crazy.
Yeah. And of course, he did say that at one time he's like, what did he say? I wiped my butt, or my butt's been wiped. Well, yeah, he said my butt's been wiped.
You think in the New Testament that if they didn't believe that he was Jesus was the threat to their legacy of telling Jewish people the Christian, or what wasn't the Christian law at the time, it was the Jewish law.
At the time, right.
They would have never tried to have him executed.
Yeah.
But they knew his message was so strong, we gotta get rid of this guy.
For his part, former President Donald Trump was solid and hit all the main areas where Biden's failed, inflation, the border, and the economy. And a bit to broaden his appeal, he talked about helping black and Latino citizens and several times focused on how the millions of illegal migrants pose economic threats to the poorest Americans. And they do. The former president seemed well prepared and I believe minimized the danger the abortion issue presents by stressing that each state gets to decide and that whatever limits are imposed, there must be exceptions for the health of the mother. Several times Trump looked like he was getting hot over Biden's insults but managed to steady himself without saying anything that would scare voters. This was his main objective and he achieved it despite Biden's clear goal of trying to get under his skin. But ordinary scorekeeping does an injustice to what Americans witnessed. In an unprecedented event, a sitting president of the United States looked like a confused old man knocking on death's door. I say that not out of cruelty or with joy. It's simply a matter of fact that the condition of
How
our president should alarm all of us.
We need to get rid of him.
Biden's undeniable decline must also be scaring our allies who already worry that America is a diminished superpower on a turbulent global stage. Whatever concerns they had before last night were certainly magnified by the appearance of a frail, shrunken president. Indeed, 10 minutes into the debate, an ardent Democrat texted me that the election was over and fumed that Dems should have stopped Biden from running. That is more easily said than done, and that, although there were many voices who feared Trump would beat him, there was no clear alternative. Most important, as long as Biden wants to run, there is no effective way to stop him. The President and First Lady Jill Biden were resolute in insisting that he was good to go and that only he could beat Trump. That now seems like a pipe dream as the question arises about what to do. A decision can no longer be avoided, in part because Vice President Kamala Harris is next in line for a job that nobody in America wants her to have.
No.
The irony, of course, is that Biden demanded the debate, the earliest in modern history, to try to calm the storm in his own party about his fitness. With polls
well,
showing that Trump...
something.
with polls showing Trump building a lead in the national popular vote. Remember, as Matt Taibbi stated, these guys have not even been officially nominated yet as the presidential. As they're not nominees. They're not even the nominees. But they wanted to do this Trump versus Biden debate. And I was really confused because I was like, hold on. Why are we having this? You know, usually these debates don't start a little later out.
Everyone's confident in having Trump run it.
To try to calm the storm about his own party's fest. With polls showing Trump building a lead in the national popular vote and the battleground states, the clamor for Biden to pass the baton to someone else was getting louder. His sudden decision in May to call for the showdown was a gamble that he could put the party at ease by putting Trump in his place. In addition to the debate, Biden's campaign took the highly unusual step of pouring $50 million into TV ads in the swing states in June. Normally, that kind of targeted blitz would come in the fall and be part of a closing push. But Biden didn't have the luxury or the poll numbers to follow a normal schedule and wait that long. He needed to do something to lift numbers fast, lest the August convention turn contentious over his nomination and propel the party into a November shellacking. But Thursday changes everything. He can't continue in this condition. Tellingly, he also resorted to some of the same dirty tricks he used in 2020. Then his campaign helped gather 51 former intel officers to sign a letter suggesting Hunter Biden's laptop was likely Russian disinformation. Biden himself called it a Russian plant in his second debate with Trump that year, a lie because he had to know the Post stories were authentic. Nonetheless, the lie worked well enough and he was elected. The campaign tried something similar this time, getting 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists to sign a letter arguing that Biden's economic agenda is vastly superior to Trump's. They were probably paid for that. But as Fox noted, 13 of these same Nobel laureates also signed a 2021 letter in support of Biden's economic agenda and wild spending plans just before his policies lit an inflation bonfire that hit 9.1 and is still driving prices higher and higher. Fox also notes that the first signature on both letters was that of George Akerlof, a 2001 Nobel laureate who is married to Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. In light of Biden's performance, the dirty trick looks pathetic and meaningless. Nothing anyone can say or do will erase the ghost-like image of the president presented in Atlanta. The only question now is how Democrats are going to find a way to usher him off the stage and give the nomination to someone else. That's their problem. The problem for the rest of us is that Biden
just tell him no.
Will likely remain as president.
Here's some ice cream. Throw it out a fucking 18-story window
until January. Since
there it is. I got it.
Since every despot in the world, since every despot in the world has seen how serious his condition is, what happens between now and then? It's a problem. They already know that we have a weak president.
Yeah.
That we just showed the whole world.
Shit.
What should really be scary after seeing Biden in the debate is that he's still president of the United States with his finger on the nuclear button. He should be removed from office for the safety of the nation. It will be interesting seeing the MSNBC Morning Joe crew defending or explaining what the country saw with their own eyes. Yep.
Well, we have nothing to worry about till about 5:30 tomorrow morning.
So think about it like this.
When he's drinking coffee at the local fast food restaurant.
Think about it like this. As it has been stated, okay, so if all this is going on, who the fuck is running the country?
Well, who do you think?
Well, hold on. Just 1 second, because we're gonna bring him up. But look at this. Obama calls catastrophic debate performance bad, urges voters to back president as he faces calls to step down. Why does Barack Obama want people to back the president? So he can continue running the country.
If he keeps running into the ground, though, he's not going to take credit for it.
That man right there.
And if he did anything right, then he'd be like, see, I've been running it this whole time. That's why we shouldn't have a 4-year term.
Look at that smile. That smile tells you everything. Who's running the country right now.
There's been a rumor, too, that he sucks dick.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
For crack. Well, back in his crack smoking days. No, for
real. Yeah, back in my crack smoking days, I did.
They had the guy he supposedly had sex with in Congress testify.
Wow!
I think you missed all that good...
I sure did.
...good tidbits.
Former President Barack... Current President Barack Obama admitted that Joe Biden's debate performance Thursday night was bad, but still urged voters to back his former VP over Donald Trump. Bad debate nights happen. Trust me, I know, Obama 62 wrote on X Friday afternoon, referring to his infamous lackluster debate against Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney in 2012. Biden, 81, left much to be... He's 81. Left much to be desired. That man died at 80. He died.
Before then, actually.
Comic star known for Roseanne and Arrested Development died today at 80. Biden is 81, and he's still alive.
Oh, I can't believe that dude's 80. He looked like he might be 70 by now.
Well...
I don't know how old he was when the show was.
Left much to be desired during Thursday night's war of words, during which he appeared to freeze at several points and was often mumbling and tripping over phrases. He was doing his mumble rapper impression. They should do a YouTube thing.
He's doing his Evan Almighty impression.
This election is still a choice between someone who has fought for ordinary folks his entire life and someone who only cares about himself, Obama insisted.
Then they heard someone in the audience, play the drums, animal!
Between someone who tells the truth, who knows right from wrong, and will give it to American people straight, and someone who lies through his teeth for his own benefit.
Tell that Tasmanian devil
Obama, shut your...
fuck up.
Shut your damn mouth, Obama. You're going in there doing the same bullshit. That man had brown people eliminated than any president in the history of the United States.
I'll take you behind the witch shit. Like my daughter.
He loved dropping bombs. Obama was crazy about... Obama was crazy about dropping... dropping bombs. Like, he dropped more
bomb ass dicks in his mouth.
Nukes
out here. Not
nukes. Sorry, guys. He dropped more drone strikes. There was drone strikes all over the fucking place in his presidency. Okay, so I'm a little off because I took a melatonin, but I'm not at the point where Biden is, where I'm literally, we beat Medicare.
Well, that's why I said those immigrants were ruining Martha's Vineyard for him, because he said they took his good crack pipe. Now, how's he gonna enjoy Martha's Vineyard being the only liberal black man there?
Last night didn't change
Mr.
that.
Mr. Cosby?
And it's why so much is at stake in November. I'll leave the debate rating to the pundits, former President Bill Clinton added to later Friday afternoon. Joe Biden has given us 3 years of solid leadership, steadying us after the pandemic, creating a record number of new jobs, making real progress solving the climate crisis, and launching a successful effort in reducing inflation, all while pulling us out of the quagmire that Donald Trump has left us in.
Can't pull himself off the toilet. What the fuck's wrong with people?
Biden's dismissal showing created major doubts about his ability to appear on the ticket come election day. Though rumors of his imminent replacement were shot down by aides who said he was already gearing up for September's rematch.
Biden,
who would you vote for?
Where's he at? The Dairy Queen. Huh, I got ice cream. If your kids are bad, don't
bring them.
Who
would you vote for if the election was held today? Pre-debate was Trump 42 and Biden 45. Post-debate, Trump 50, Biden 42.
Now you can tell they're letting retarded people vote when there's 42 that still would vote for them after that.
Well, because their vote blew no matter who. They just don't want Trump in there. That's
other
it. That's it.
Other 80-year-olds like,
if there
I
was
saw Lincoln's ghost the other day.
If
he's
there
not crazy.
Was anybody else in the Republican Party other than Donald Trump, they would probably vote more red. But they're just so scared to death that Donald Trump is going to come back. By the way, they've already talked violence. Short Fat Otaku, he made a video about this where he literally showed a video from a leftist guy on TikTok that said that if Donald Trump runs, or wins, sorry, if he wins the election, that you don't want your family to be around at that time because bad things are going to happen and a lot of people are going to get killed. That's what he said. He's basically trying to tell people to leave the country because they're going to try to attack and literally kill people.
Yeah,
and you know what happens when you literally kill people?
I hate to tell you, I feel no guilt about killing someone trying to kill
me. Well, I know that. But I'm saying if people are literally going to try to start killing people over, you know, like just go at random kill people, they're going to have police, they're going to have FBI, they're going to have SWAT teams, they're going to have military. They're going to turn this into a military police state because they've got to lock everybody down. That's what I mean. Martial law. That's exactly what's going to happen.
I think Trump would get it.
We're going to have them. We're going to have them to deal with.
We already have them.
Here's the thing.
That won't be the first libtard I've knocked into the dirt. No,
here's the thing. This won't be, like, in our area, it's probably not going to be that big of a deal.
Not if they're smart.
But in other areas, it could be complete fucking bedlam.
Well, that's
so if you live in a blue area, it could be fucking bedlam when Trump...
definitely concealed carry.
Yeah.
Or open carry.
Yeah.
Wherever your laws allow you to do. Which I think, you know, the U.S., you shouldn't be allowed anywhere because that is the Second Amendment.
Yeah. So basically, it says, Hank Shinecock... Hold on, let's try that again. New York Times consultant Thomas L. Friedman, a close friend of the president's, went so far as to say that Thursday night's performance made him weep. Joe Biden, a good man and good president, has no business running for election, Friedman, 70, lamented.
He is evil as shit.
Hank Shinecock, campaign aide to former President Bill Clinton and longtime political strategist, at the Trump 78 was much more clear even when he made stuff up. Do you want a guy who stutters from time to time and is a decent fellow or an entertainer who is funny? Trump is funny.
Stuttering?
Biden is not funny, he shrugged. I do believe that Obama is pushing for the Biden re-election so he can run the country for a fourth term. No one can say that Biden wasn't pushed, influenced by Obama on all decisions made that affect our nation in a bad way. Trump wasn't the most eloquent. He was the most humble, and he did help the rich, though, keeping more money. Under Trump, though, we were earning money. I know I was doing fairly well. There was wars or conflicts that I remember. No one can change how someone feels about either candidate, but Trump does care about this nation.
That's the first time in a while we'd had disposable income when I was at Walmart.
Yeah. Biden has to stay in the race until the DNC holds a convention because Biden already has the votes. Otherwise, the convention will turn into a free-for-all. Once he gets the nomination from the DNC, they'll replace him on the ticket with whomever's their new anointed one. You can bet money that HC thinks she's going to get the nod. Hillary Clinton. Yeah, she's probably polishing up her acceptance speech.
She might want to watch out unless they fucking rig it again, because they've already found out several times no one likes her. And people tend to disappear when they're around the Clintons.
Agreed that Obama does not want to lose his fourth term in the reformation of our country in a one-world order. If Biden leaves, his plans are ruined. Sadly, if Biden leaves and anyone but Trump takes over, the same plan will push forward, guaranteed with any Democrat. I think Obama would run the show, pull the strings with Kamala as president, and he's done with Biden, either puppet. Barack would get his fourth term as puppeteer. So, don't know if you know the history between Jill and Kamala. In 2020 primary, Jill despised Kamala for her comments about Joe's views on busing. They don't like each other, but enemies can have strange bedfellows. Jill doesn't want Kamala to take Joe's place. So, here are the facts. Under Joe Biden's presidency, food prices are up 20%, gas prices up 47%, mortgage rates 160%, homeowners insurance 60%, car insurance is up 125%, wages are down 224%, 49% live paycheck to paycheck, and 50% of the people have less than $500 in their bank account. Let that sink in.
I should tell you something, but you know, too... you think about it, after 9/11, up until Trump's presidency, gas stayed relatively in the close to $3 amount. And then when Trump got in, by the time he left, it was like low two somethings, maybe one something.
And the world laughed.
I mean, it was fucking
the
crazy.
World is laughing at us right now.
Yes. I do not doubt that.
Okay, so before we get in with this odd
What's
story.
Bad for American is the ones that didn't vote for him have not, you know, why should we get laughed at? We didn't vote for the piece of shit.
So before we get into this weird story, basically, alright, so if you don't know already, BitChute has changed and people do not like it. So let me explain exactly what I came into. First of all, I was in the bathroom just updating my videos, right?
Well, he always does.
And I was really upset to find that
their UI
was completely changed. And when I tried to update my videos, I couldn't. I had to use the old BitChute UI in order to even update or publish my videos and edit, you know how I... Alright, so guys, let me explain this. Basically, I upload the videos and then I put them as save to publish later. That way I can go through and edit them when I get time. So basically, I got in there, I had some time, and I was like, okay, so how do I edit? I couldn't find a single edit button. I couldn't find anything. And by the way, it would even tell me that it couldn't fetch my video feed. So I couldn't even watch the video and see that it was done. I didn't even know that the video was published. I didn't even know if it was publishing. I didn't know nothing. So basically, I switched everything back to old.bitchute, which I do recommend you guys use for a while. And a lot of people are saying roll back. If you looked at the comments, they're not fucking positive. Every single comment they've gotten so far about this change has been negative. People are leaving. I'm losing my fucking audience and I don't like it because I give you guys content that I work very hard on. Even if I feel like absolute fucking shit, I still make sure to, okay, I gotta do this video and then I'm going to bed. I gotta do this video, then I'm going to bed. So I wanna make sure that you guys have some entertainment, you know, of the adult variety, you know, to keep you going throughout the, you know, it's what we do. It's just the thing we do. And I enjoy it. I crack my jokes. I have fun. You guys enjoy it. It's a good time. So it just completely fucked everything. It completely fucked everything. And I don't know what to do about it. However, we will continue. Hold on. We will continue to make content here. I will continue to put the adult content up. We're not switching to a not safe for work channel. They gave us that option. We're not doing that because we have videos that are definitely safe for work, and I'm going to stand by that, and I'm going to stand by what the guy that owns BitChute told me I can do. So we're going to continue to do it as we've been doing it. But I have no idea what the hell's going on, and I hope they fix it. People can't even save videos anymore, which is awful because I used to save the Grindhouse videos that Grindhouse A-Go-Go would put up. And that's some of the only ways you can see those movies, because I think he's ripping them from his own fucking collection. Uh-huh. So I'm glad those movies are actually, like, I might actually get to watch them, right? So that's fucking cool. And a lot of other people wanted to rip different things. No, excuse me. They wanted to download different movies for their benefit. Like, it's all about having that content there and archived.
You can't get anywhere anymore.
Well, keep in mind, Comedy Central just killed 25 years of content. Sorry, yeah. Paramount deleted 25 plus years of content from Comedy Central's website that cannot be replaced. 25. We're talking all the old Daily Show episodes. We're talking all, like, this is archival. This is archival. This is 25 years of Comedy Central. Yeah, okay. We have all the old classic South Park. Fine. But there's so much stuff on there, like MTV News. All that was deleted.
Damn.
That's a big fucking deal. Because they can say, oh, this never happened because we don't have anything to back it up.
You wonder if that was the plan.
It could have been. It could have been. So, I don't really like the... I mean, again, I don't like the way these things are going. And people are saying that they're starting to delete comments on BitChute. I don't know if that's the case. But if they are deleting comments on BitChute, and, you
know... Well, they may not even loaded it the way you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about that
like
people...
I sent the comment, but it's
prior,
not coming up.
Prior to the UI change. This was prior to the UI change.
Oh.
So everything prior to yesterday, they still said was getting...
deleted.
Was getting deleted. I don't care. I care about that. I didn't care about the other thing. But yeah, they're saying it was getting deleted. That was a problem. So, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to continue making our content. I'm not going to stop. 11 people found my Treasure of Nadia video. Maybe two of those were me. But look, 8, 9, however many people, like, we're still there. We haven't changed anything. I did slightly change the name of the... page, but I changed it back to Grimm's Games and Rants. So you should be able to go on there. And I think after I made that change, some people jumped back in. We're not going to change that. We're going to continue that as it is. We want to make it easy to find the channel. Nothing else has changed. And bitch, you please do not put a fucking not safe for work video as my main video on the right side. It showed, as my main video, when you go to my BitChute channel, it shows a live Treasure of Nadia with full-on fucking. Look, that's all our content, sure, but it's not all our content. It's certainly not the content I want people that don't have the Not Safe for Work function to see. Now, somebody can verify to me and say if it's different, because it could be different if you don't have, if you're not logged into BitChute. It could be just showing the comic book, the Spawn one that we did. And that'd be okay. Or the show. Maybe the show will come up. That's okay. But maybe it's just because I had a Not Safe for Work account. Because obviously I'm the creator. And I guess people with Not Safe for Work accounts would also be able to see it. So we're going to play it by ear. But I heard some people saying they're going to Rumble. So we will be bringing our shows to Rumble. Not the adult content. The adult content is staying here. There's no other place for it but here in MGTOW.TV. So, that's going to stay here and MGTOW.TV, as I said. But as far as the shows, and only the shows, I don't even think I'm going to put the Empress Hour up there. I think I'm just going to put the straight up shows that we do on there and see if they catch. But, that's what we're going to have as an alternative. So again, you guys probably just want to stay with BitChute or MGTOW.TV if you watch us there. I know there's not very many people there. They have updated their UI a little bit too. So everybody's doing updates. Maybe things will get fixed. I hope they will, because one guy said his video hits were off 50%. And I'd say mine were off about, I mean, considering the last Treasure of Nadia video, I'd say they were off about 90 fucking percent, because there's a big difference in 115 views and 11. Big difference. So I want this fixed. I'm sorry I'm sounding like Biden mumbling my words because I took the melatonin, but... But we beat Medicare, damn it.
That is a $1 million shirt. If I had the money to invest, I would put it in.
Somebody's already jumping on it,
I bet I could Google that. Something will pop up. We beat Medicare, everybody.
Jeffrey, yay. Okay, so Jeffrey Dahmer.
What about,
which idiots?
Social Security. That's something he's beating the hell out of, too.
So... Jeffrey Dahmer, which a bunch of idiots on the internet say I look like for some reason. Victim's family bless. Yeah, Ariana Grande for naming murderer as her ideal dinner date. She's sick in the head.
Before or after the broomstick rape? No.
Ariana Grande is facing backlash for recent comments she made. The mother of one of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims said the singer must be sick in her mind for naming the serial killer as her dream dinner date. To me, it seems like she's sick in her mind. It's not funny or fancy to say you would have wanted to do dinner with him. It's also not something you should say to young people,
so
which she says she did.
Homosexual men with him.
Shirley Hughes, the mother of Anthony Tony Hughes, told TMZ on Monday.
Well, she's so petite, she wouldn't ever be able to eat much.
Tony,
I mean, that's all protein.
Who was deaf and didn't speak, became one of Dahmer's 17 victims after meeting him in a gay bar in 1991. He was 31 when he was drugged and killed in Dahmer's home. Shirley and Tony's sister, Barbara, expressed similar sentiments, telling that outlet that Grande should be more mindful of her words when thinking about the victim's surviving loved ones. Barbara went on to Grande's comments only continued to glamorize the murderer who was beaten to death in prison in 94, and that she wished the Yes and singer would apologize and send a message to her fan base that her comments were unacceptable.
I can kind of see that,
maybe. Yeah, I know you can. Unfortunately, I should have done it when I was in a metal band. It would have worked. Unfortunately,
the Dahmers were hungry.
No. Like, I'd go by that name in the band. Of course, I'm not gay. That's the only thing. It's like, are you gay? No.
Unfortunately, that would be the catch-22 on that.
Yeah,
you'd
I know.
You have to say the Bundys. But then they're like, copyright from Married with Children called you a cease and desist your band name.
Right.
The Bundys has been taken.
Right.
No, not those Bundys. The one that lured women to their watery graves.
So, unfortunately, until it happens to her and her family, she just doesn't know what we've been through, Barbara told the outlet. Earlier this month, Grande appeared on Penn Badgley's Podcrush podcast, where she revealed she was infatuated with serial killers during her youth. Yeah, it's hybristophilia. As she recalled a Q&A session with some of her young fans, she remembered a young girl who asked her if she would like to have dinner with dead or alive. I was like, oh, you're so cute. Mom and Dad, is it okay if I give the real answer? And they were like, sure, what's the answer? And I was like, I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer is pretty fascinating. I think I would have loved to have met him. You know, maybe a third party or someone involved, but I have questions, she remembered.
She'd be safe. She's not his type of meal.
Right.
Unless he bit a nipple off and said, hey, this Mexican food's pretty delicious.
Okay, so that's all we got on that one. It's next.
Blaine.
OnlyFans.
Drizzle, yeah.
OnlyFans model Ava Louise. This is a little older. Who flashed her breasts at the New York Dublin portal reveals she's received thousands of death threats since the attraction was forced to close.
It's that bad, huh?
An OnlyFans model who flashed her breasts at the New York Dublin portal has revealed how she has received thousands of death threats since it was forced to close.
Why was it forced to close?
Ava Louise, 25, describes herself as New Jersey trash, previously expired.
Well,
explain
you heard it
first. How she
we
merely
can't be killing New Jersey trash. They're an endangered species already.
Merely wanted to show the Irish people her homegrown potatoes after displaying her assets at the public attraction.
I wonder if she has that. Let's go have some coffee. Oh, what's her name? Coffee talk. Oh, she's butter. She's butter. Streisand. Butter. Though Mike Myers, it's his wife's mom that he was imitating on Saturday Night Live. But that's how she talked. It was very, let's go get some coffee. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Have her bent over a log. Yeah.
The portal was installed as a way to bring people together via technology, but has since been shut down temporarily due to inappropriate behavior, according to the Dublin City Council. Ava has now revealed the extent of the backlash she has faced in light of her daring display, but insists that boobs are harmless.
Are they?
The people all around
many a man around the world.
The people
by gunshot by other men
all around the portal at the time had a great reaction and were very encouraging, full of laughter, she explained. Now people aren't too happy. I'm receiving thousands of death threats. Welcome to the internet. I just wanted my boobs to be international. Honestly, boobs are harmless. The model and TikTok star continued, being topless in New York City is legal, and the shutdown wasn't entirely my responsibility. I'm sure the world has noted there were more heinous things displayed by other people in the portal. Well, that could be true.
What?
I'm not sure. Plus, Elon Musk replied to a tweet about it. Now he has seen my boobies. In the clip, Ava can be seen walking up to the New York side of the portal next to the Flatiron building, which shows people at North Earl Street and O'Connell Street, Dublin. She donned a casual ensemble of black leggings and a small white top, which she enthusiastically raised as she screamed, "Yay!"
That's what... Yay, titties!
The portal was launched on May 8th as an invitation to meet people above borders and differences, said... Oh, wow. Benedictus Gillis, the Lithuanian artist and founder. The live stream provides a window between distant locations, allowing people to meet outside their social circles and cultures, transcend geographical boundaries, and embrace the beauty of global interconnectedness. The Dublin portal is set to be eventually connected with other destinations, including Portland, Brazil, and Lithuania. But Ava is not the only visitor to the portal to cause a stir after some of the futuristic sculpture for offensive jibes, including people sharing videos of 9/11.
So those aren't titties of peace. Those are weapons of war.
Maybe.
You know what?
If they're even her natural titties.
And we take off the market next. Titties. Oh. Guns out of the question. Now, titties, they gotta go.
Mother of two.
Any girl I've shared with has never had titties at that age. Yeah, and then you're like, Biden, you're giving too much away. Oh, they need to know. These are facts. Other people rape people. Parents, brothers, sisters, they rape all the time. Fathers, not just immigrants. Like, if you were watching the National Lampoon, you think you had heard it off that. Like, that's so damn ridiculous, and you think you're winning the argument.
Mother of two, 46.
Can we get ice cream after? Oh, I want mint chip. With chunks of shit, because I like to play.
Mother of two, 46, died after her synthetic hair extensions caught fire, tripped on her clothes, and set her bedding alight while she was drunk, Inquest told. A woman died from severe burns after her synthetic hair extensions caught fire, dripped on her clothing, and set her bedding alight. Mother of two, Tracy Ann Gardner, was found dead in her smoke-filled home in Tantabe near Stanley, County Durham, last October. Brave passerbys tried to rescue her, but were unable to reach her due to thick black clouds of noxious fumes within the terrace property on Unity Terrace.
Because then the hairspray fumes kicked in and bam, it was over.
Crook Coroner's Court was told that Miss Gardner, 46, had a long battle with alcoholism and tests showed she was severely intoxicated at the time. Firefighters believe her hair extensions caught fire as she lit a cigarette in the kitchen, which then dripped onto her clothing as she made her way to bed. The alarm was raised around 9:15 on Sunday, October the 15th.
You heard it here first. Smoking kills.
Yep.
That sounds like Norm MacDonald doing a what's-his-name impression. From Cincinnati. Here, you know, what is his name? He's dead now, but he's old Jewish guy on CNN. It's ridiculous that I can't think of his name. He was around forever. Chippewa Falls. We're listening to you tonight on the show. What do you got?
Rush Hour. What's Rush Hour Crush? To the red-haired guy with the bright blue eyes on the delayed 527.
From my memory.
Just wanted to tell the sexy man who walks up to Kings Road, Birmingham. Oh, wow. So people are posting crushes that they found in just around England and surrounding areas. That's kind of neat, I guess. Anyway. Yeah, I'm marrying a man who has no desire to sleep with me. Sarah, 32, has been with her fiancé for 4 years, and they are meant to be getting married this autumn.
What are you doing wrong?
But there's a fairly fundamental part of their relationship missing, intimacy. I'm struggling and need advice, she said. I'm a very sexually expressive person who loves fun, spontaneous, and kinky, intimate interactions. It's a part of who I am and how I express myself. Most people wouldn't know this meeting me like a lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. Well, I've had to give all that up with my fiancé. For many people, sex goes hand in hand with an intimate relationship, especially if you're about to be husband and wife, although this isn't the case for Sarah. He has a fear of intimacy, no desire for it, performance problems, and so on, she explained on Reddit. He doesn't even masturbate or watch porn as much as I encourage him to, so he can figure out what he likes.
He may not even have a problem. She's just trying to push him. He might actually be saving himself for wedding night.
Could be.
Had they not talked it out, or did he say he has performance problems to keep her at bay? And why is she still getting married if that she's wanting to be a whore and he's wanting to be very reserved and not sleep with her?
It's been the core of our relationship issue since we started dating. Despite the lack of intimacy being a major issue for Sarah, she hasn't wanted to give him up because she loves absolutely everything about her husband-to-be. She loves his kind soul, big heart, and his work ethic. But now the wedding is nearing, and Sarah has realized she's lost a part of who she is. I've sacrificed a part of who I am for years. I thought maybe after a year or two it would subside, but it hasn't, she said. We go 3 to 8 months without being intimate, and it's hurting me so bad. We try therapy, medication, scheduled times, everything, but nothing works.
So he has been intimate with her, and he...
Just not enough. She branded her husband Vanilla, and wrote, when we get the opportunity, it's like we just get it done quick and missionary before it goes away for him, which I'm happy to do to make him happy and confident. She even admits he's Vanilla. Or he even admits he's Vanilla. Well, since we started dating, I first asked him about swinging because that's my kink level, and that was shot down.
Well, because he don't want to share you whore.
Right. I'm just at the point where I don't know what to do anymore, and it's affecting me so much emotionally and physically. There is clearly a considerable disconnect between Sarah and her future husband here, says relationship therapist Ness Cooper. Right. She tells Metro... she states that her partner has a fear of intimacy, and this suggests he may find it helpful to explore this first in solo therapy before taking part in couples therapy together.
Maybe.
Her partner may also benefit from talking to a GP regarding low libido and other reasons there may be for this.
Well, Ness believes Sarah... For all that.
Right.
Ness... Or what bad habits does he have, too? Because the health plays a factor in all
that. That's true. And also your mental stuff.
If he has any kind of organ failure, that's not good for it.
Oh, that's true. Nexus believes Sarah may be trying to get her partner to understand his sexual needs before he's ready to bring them into the relationship. She also says there might be a chance he's asexual. It can be harder for men to explore his sexuality as there is a belief that men are ready to go all the time, she adds.
Well, you might as well move on if he's asexual.
Right.
Because,
however, this isn't true.
He'd be into the things you are.
Right.
But if he's having sex with you.
No, that is.
But the fact of it is, I mean, I'd have some red flags if a woman I was talking about getting married to is like, how about we swing? Oh, so you go have sex with all these other dudes and
right.
I'm not into it.
Right.
So I just, no.
That's a bit much.
Like, if you think this is going to be part of your future, we might as well break it off now.
However, this isn't true, and there are many men who are asexual and have no sexual or erotic desire. But should you ever marry someone you feel you have to sacrifice a part of yourself for, especially when it's your intimate side? Intimacy comes in different ways. We need to remember it can be expressed and received differently by different people, she explains. Sexual intimacy isn't always the most important form of intimacy. Some couples can spice up their sex life by exploring their other intimacy needs. But just because a relationship may be sexless now doesn't mean it can't be filled with sex in the future. Ness says that switching relationships and leaving the current one to find one that involves sex may not guarantee sex indefinitely either. The amount of sex we have within a relationship and its quality is fluid rather than static and unpredictable. The couple may find it more helpful to first explore belief systems around how they see relationships and where this comes from. But Ness believes it's tricky to say whether Sarah should go through with the wedding, especially because she seems so content with her husband's other qualities. She needs to explore all her feelings around the wedding and see if there are other reasons as to why she may be feeling doubtful, Ness says. Often there's more than one reason, and it's easy for us to focus on physical needs over other reasons that may be addressed, too.
I'll tell you, too, as far as, like, being more cautious and not sleeping around. When I was younger, and even now, to a point, it would be hard for me to say no. Because I do enjoy anything sexual like that with people I'm attracted to. Mm-hmm. At the same time, though, I do have more self-control. And I'm like, you're not getting the milking of the snake for free. So, yeah, like, I ain't going to buy the cow when I can get the milk for free. I'm not going to let you have this until we got something wrote down. Now, if you're acting fishy like that, that just kind of tells me, like, this might not work out, because if I can't trust you to be faithful to me now, and you're already bringing up ideas of bringing other men into the relationship, pretty good chance we're not into the same things and we should see other people.
Right.
But used to, I would be like, well, I'm just going to sleep with them anyway, and if it doesn't work out, well, at least I had a good time.
Okay, so, more Gen Zers are becoming neets. What does it mean, and is it a bad thing? Gen Z's latest and greatest contribution to the culture? Doing nothing. A growing number of Zoomers are refusing to embrace adulthood, according to statistics, choosing instead to be NEETs, Fortune reported. NEET stands for Not Unemployment, Education, or Training, and the lifestyle is thought to be contributing to record levels of youth unemployment around the world. About one-fifth of people ages 15 to 24 in 2023 are currently classified as NEETs, according to the International Labor Organization. It's not exactly clear what is causing sizable Gen Z cohort to ditch the workforce, but research has frequently shown that the group is struggling to hit life's traditional milestones since they're earning less and accumulating more debt. A recent study from credit reporting agency TransUnion found that people in their 20s today are taking home a salary of about $45,000, while millennials were earning $51,000 at their age when adjusted for inflation. In November 2023, a survey revealed that Gen Z and millennial adults are facing far more difficulties than their parents did when it comes to achieving milestones in the workforce. Of the 1,039 young adults surveyed, aged between 18 and 34, 55% said it's much harder to buy a home, 44% said it's harder to find a job, and 55% said it's harder to get promoted, according to the Youth and Money in the USA poll by CNBC and Generation Lab. With young people earning less and facing inflation and economic hardships, many are just stuck trying to keep their heads above water.
Well, the housing market's fucking ridiculous. Of course, BlackRock's buying up all these houses. They want renters, not owners.
Oh, I know.
But, I mean, it's no new secret. It's all part of the Biden blueprint. That's why we need somebody different. One of the many reasons.
Young people earning less and facing inflation and economic hardships, many are just stuck trying to keep their heads above water. I'm just focusing on the present because the future is depressing. Annette Sevegas, a 27-year-old accountant executive in public relations, previously told Fortune. And hustle culture and girl bossing that ran rampant in millennial culture now seems dated and out of style. Many in the younger generation would prefer to protect their peace rather than give into the corporate world. Some other Zoomers want to work, they just don't want a whole career. The 2023 study showed that 40% of those surveyed prefer to pursue less traditional economic opportunities. This includes jobs that are more laid back with no regular overtime, antisocial working hours, or any substantial responsibilities. Others are shying away from office culture. Teaching has become one of the hottest careers for motivated Gen Z grads, where pay is low but vacation is long. At the same time, Gen Z is facing a mental health crisis, leading them to call in sick to the jobs they are willing to do way more than Gen X. Youth worklessness due to ill health is a real growing trend. It is worrying that young people in their early 20s just embarking on their adult life are more likely to be out of work due to ill health than those in their early 40s.
Well, guess what happened that caused that? Vaccine.
Well,
the military is finally admitting.
They're not just talking about that. They're talking about the head.
Mental health. Well, yeah. Well,
and there's so many things going on.
They've been
on.
Locked up for two
That's
plus
true.
Years.
That definitely caused the issue. But it was also a very tumultuous time. So there's all this turmoil and social media.
Nobody learned anything from history. Spanish flu. The mask they wore actually gave them respiratory infections and other things that killed them even more than the flu did.
Right, that's what happened. That's what happened with me with the mask. That's what happened with me, partly here.
Besides the vaccine, you had the mask, and those were.
I had a respiratory infection.
It was not a free and fair country at that time.
Yes.
Everybody was. You could get. It is almost like revelations with the mark. You couldn't buy or sell if, unless you wore the mask, unless you had the vaccine.
Yep.
All this military. I had a friend that didn't want anything to do with it, but in order to keep his job. And he wasn't even the military. He was a contractor with the military.
Yeah. So, but also, you know, all the social media, all the other shit that's going on. Everybody's got this this thing where they want to try to keep up with the Joneses. And the Joneses now are the people on Instagram, the influencers. Everybody looking, oh, I wish I had their body. I wish I had their money. I wish I looked like that. But I'm talking to a girl like a couple days ago, you know. She's like, oh, I don't think I'm that beautiful. And
she's fishing for simps.
No. She literally has always... I've known this woman for a long time.
Who is
and she's...
Or, wait, you ain't got to say nothing.
No, I'm not going to say. But she said, no, I've always considered myself just kind of like a loser, and I don't think I don't feel pretty.
Well, that's self-perception.
And, well, yeah, but I'm saying that... And I said, well, the thing is, you know, the social media is telling us we've got to look like this, we've got to look like that, we've got to look like this. And she says, yeah, I know. She says, it is really getting to be a problem. Remember, she's about my age.
Well, yeah.
She's in her, you know, 30s,
well, believe 40s. Believe it or not.
So...
I was very shy up until...
Mm-hmm.
Probably mid-20s, besides close friends. It was one of those, like, they might know someone, like, you got to meet my friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's really awesome, and he's funny, blah, blah, blah. And then I would be shy to death. And, you know, now looking back, I'm like, what even got me out of that was fake it till you make it. If you start acting confident, whether you are or not, eventually it's gonna rub off on you.
Yeah.
Once you find out people respond to that way better, and you're not got anyone like, I'm gonna tell everyone in town what a cunt you are.
Right.
Yeah, it fucking changes your life, and you feel great. And believe me, there's ugly women that think they're hot shit.
Oh, yeah.
That hadn't got a personality going for them. If you got personality and looks, which I'm assuming they do, if you're saying that about them.
Yes, she's a skinny Latina, and she's got an amazing ass.
Wow.
So
sounds good.
Yeah, she's hands off.
Hands off. Who said anything about
anyway,
hands
like
off.
I said.
Hands on is what I was. I do the hands on approach.
All right, so.
Headlights.
So, researchers at the think tank Resolution Foundation previously told Fortune. Okay, who's supporting them? How do they eat? Where do they sleep? Trade schools offer multiple opportunities to learn a practical, well-paying skill. There ought to be a draft for all kids over 20 who aren't employed or in school. Bring back the CCC. The Defense Authorization Act that was just passed automatically enrolls all men 18 to 26 for the draft, so hopefully they're just conserving their energy for Biden when he sends them to Ukraine. On another note, why weren't the women included? No selective service, no vote. The only problem is that reviving a CCC under Biden would create a big young Democrats club. The enrolled also won't understand why a tree can't be planted or a field cleared via Zoom.
Well, I mean, that was good for the time, but it was the country was full of Americans willing to work.
Yeah.
You can't get out there and like, I don't feel like it today. It's hot outside. My vagina hurts. Well, fuck you. Get off the job site. We're not paying you.
Yeah, I get you. All right, so the last thing we're going to do is show you the actual situation we've got going on with BitChute. Let's see. What is going on with BitChute?
I got a piss so bad. I'll be right back.
BitChute.com. Here we go. So, we're still in dark mode. But what do we look like right now? Well, let's show you. First of all, you see my video here? This is the one that represents me I was bitching about. So basically, guys, yeah, this is not what I want because this is a not safe for work video. However, if you have a not safe for work account, I'm cool with that. I just don't want people that do not have not safe for work accounts to see this when it pops up. Because some people don't want to see those videos. Some people come in for the spawn, you know, which got 49 hits. Thank you guys for that. You know, 13. Oh, we're going up a little bit. But see, here's my thing. Look at my videos. So this is what we got on the Treasure of Nadia Part 14. It's a big video. People like Treasure of Nadia. It's only got about 13 hits. Why is that an issue? Well, let's look at a couple days ago. No, 1 week ago. 115! Now, it might take a little bit to jump up, but at the same time, we didn't have this low of hits before all this bullshit rolled out. Now, I understand Real Hentai situation. You guys aren't that big into hentai. That's fine. That's why I don't do as much hentai games as I used to. Because they just don't get the views that the AVNs do. They don't. Look! 13, 106, 60, 93, 115. 46, the Opi Academy did pretty well, right? Koronu, that did 30, but that's real hardcore. Then you got Returning to Me, 104, 70. Evenickel did okay. You know, see, sometimes you guys are all right. It just, it's hard for me to know. Korvald, 69 people. Oh, I like that. 224 on Lucky Mark. Okay, that was just a preview. We were just showing you guys why not to really pick up that game. 82 on Fetish Locator. You guys like that. Inkle, of course. You guys like the comics. That's cool. Mia's doing well. Third Crisis did pretty good. You know, Evenickel again. You liked my rant, I guess. Of course, the comics, they do really nice on YouTube sometimes.
You like my rant.
Now, that Koronu Redux did good. So see, it's hard to tell. Maybe you guys just didn't really like Hentai Situation 2. And that's fine.
If they're
because,
able to find
well, no, it's this is before the UI.
Oh, yeah.
So,
they'll let you know.
This is before the UI. So, also, the difference between that game and the other ones is this one has a mosaic censorship.
Don't you have to watch it for it to count?
Yes, but no, you just have to tap it. So basically, this has mosaic censorship, and that may be the issue, because this one has it has mosaic censorship. So some people don't like that. This does not have mosaic censorship, and because I did some editing, I don't care about that. Because I did some editing, and it does that now too. That's another fucking problem with this site.
Edits it without your consent?
No. Okay, Evenickel, of course, Evenickel doesn't have it. But what else? This one, I removed the, no, I didn't. Hold on. No. I can't remember. Yeah, this is the one I did with the mosaic censoring. But they watched this. They watched this scene here. And they watched that one. And that has mosaic censoring. So, even the ones with mosaic censoring, you guys just didn't like Real Hentai Situation 2. I'm sorry. Like, I thought it was going to be good. It was wholesome. It had big titties. I liked it. I thought...
Well, story and all counts for something, too.
Well, yeah, sometimes.
That was the story.
Dude, there's no fucking story in Koronu. All it
it's
is
more of a
simulator. Koronu is literally just a bunch of women getting raped by men. That's literally the whole fuck. Dude, I literally talked to somebody about that in a server. He's like, dude, it's literally just a game you beat your meat to. It doesn't really have a story. It's just... These men fuck the shit out of this woman and rape her. These men fuck the shit out of this woman. It's basically men raping women. That's the whole fucking story. If you take all the scenes out of the story, it's 20 minutes. They actually have a Steam version of the game. It's 20 minutes long because they take all the hentai scenes out. Because all the hentai scenes are is long rape scenes. That's the whole fucking game. So I was like, I'm not interested in this. Like, I don't mind the dark games, but it needs to have a story. And if it's just, oh, we're gonna rape these girls and that's our story, then I don't fucking care. Like, that's not enough to interest me as far as... And I mean, I gotta put my foot down on that. So, I mean, here's the announcement. I'm not bringing Koronu back. I'm sorry. Because I'm not interested in it. Like, it's not a game. I feel like I wasted my money, too. And I can't really get it back. So, it is what it is. But, alright, guys. So, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on the Grim Articles Show with more articles and maybe a better working BitChute. Come on, guys. I hope you can, you know, get to these videos because I know people want to continue Treasure of Nadia. Yeah. I know there's a lot of people actively watching me play Treasure of Nadia. And a lot of shit happened in Part 14. And I'm talking story shit. It wasn't just some really awesome saucy scenes. So, alright, guys. I'm out. And I will see you guys next time.
Later.
Enjoy the climb.